This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Welcome to World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. Joe Wong is a composer and multi-instrumentalist. If you've seen Russian Doll, Master of None, or Will Trent, you've heard Joe's music. He's just released his second solo album, Mere Survival. It's an album about finding hope in a hopeless place. And he's my guest today. Wong, who grew up in Milwaukee, started out as a drummer before getting introduced to scoring in the early aughts. Besides being a composer and solo artist, he's also the host of the long-running podcast The Trap Set, where he talks with musicians about their career and process. I caught up with Joe from his studio in L.A. to talk about his varied career, from playing basements to scoring cult Netflix shows like The Midnight Gospel, and how he approaches his interviews with musicians. You can't blame me for being curious. Let's get into our session, starting with a live performance recorded with the full band Night Creatures. Here is So Much Ground. It's Joe Wong on World Cafe. Recorded live for World Cafe, it's Joe Wong and Night Creatures, a performance of So Much Ground, a song from his new album, Mere Survival. In addition to his solo material, he's also a composer who's scored shows like Russian Doll and Will Trent. Joe is my guest today on World Cafe. I am Kaleo. Hey, Joe, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing really good. I'm very excited to have this conversation. The new album is called Mere Survival. And, you know, you said of your debut record, Night Creatures, that it was an album that revealed its meaning to you as you were working through it. Did you have that same experience with Mere Survival?
I think I'm realizing what it's about as we've been performing these songs live. So the meaning is emerging over time. But when I'm writing music, I try not to be conscious of that stuff. I try not to be very conscious at all. I think it's about finding hope despite the fact that we seem to be a suicidal race of chimps running amok on the planet.
So not fatalist at all.
No, it's not fatalist because, you know, it's about finding the sliver of hope and exploring that.
Yeah. And you worked with Mary Timoney of Helium. It sounds like you and her go back quite a ways. Why do you like working with Mary?
Mary is somebody that I really trust and really respect. I was a fan of Mary's as a teenager before we even became friends. And then in my early 20s, I got asked to play drums for her on a tour as a duo. And we traversed the continent in a Subaru wagon, just the two of us, and became very close friends. And I think of Mary as kind of a big sister slash spirit guide. And as somebody who had been through the process of making several albums before I even made my first album as a solo artist, she's somebody that I turned to produce the first album and to co-produce the second one as well. Because I think for me, it's really useful to be accountable to somebody and to have another set of ears in the room. I tend to be pretty self-sabotaging and pretty hard on myself. And sometimes it just helps to have somebody to pull me out of that muck and keep me focused.
Yeah. This is World Cafe. My guest today is Joe Wong. We are talking about his new album, Mere Survival. We've got a performance of Into Nothing. And the quote on Into Nothing is, "It's about the futility of legacy building, given the suicidal nature of our species." And as you said, not necessarily fatalist. There is a little bit to unpack there. Can you explain to me that idea?
Some human beings have an innate tendency to want to build a legacy. You know, I think it's a way of trying to make a mark on the planet, despite the fact that we're aware of our own mortality. Mm-hmm. And we're also aware that the planet is going to go away someday and the sun's going to burn out and everything will be forgotten. So I think that it's silly and actually even more destructive to focus too much on building a giant legacy and instead focus on what's meaningful in the moment.
Yeah. Let's take a listen to Into Nothing. This is Joe Wong here on World Cafe.
You are hiding in your smile. lost its gleam into nothing. Immense legacy from the sand into the sea renders every apogee into nothing.
Recorded live for World Cafe, Joe Wong and Night Creatures, Into Nothing. The multi-instrumentalist and composer is my guest, and we're listening to songs from his new solo album, Mere Survival. People probably have heard your music, even if they don't necessarily know your name. You've scored a bunch of shows and some very popular ones, including Master of None, Russian Doll. There's a ABC series that's one of the biggest shows in the country right now called Will Trent that you score that as well. But it sounds like scoring was not part of the plan, that it just sort of happened. The right opportunity came up. Can you tell me how you ended up in that world?
There were some filmmakers in Milwaukee, Chris Smith, Sarah Price, and Dan Ullman. These filmmakers were making a film called The Yes Men, and myself and another friend of mine, Didier LaPlay, scored that film. We didn't really have any concept of the correct way to go about it. We just figured it out as we went along in a basement with, you know, a couple thousand bucks worth of equipment. And it worked. And then from there, we worked with the same filmmakers on a few subsequent projects, and we were off and running. And when the first film came out, I was still waiting tables, and it happened to be playing at the multiplex near the restaurant where I was working. Even though it wasn't a deliberate plan to become a film composer, I saw it as a sign of something to pursue.
We're talking with Joe Wong on World Cafe. His new solo album is Mere Survival. You can also hear his work on shows like Master of None, Russian Doll, and Will Trent. There is a show that I was introduced to recently called The Midnight Gospel on Netflix that you scored. It's an animated series from Duncan Trussell and Pendleton Ward of Adventure Time. It's kind of a wild premise. Or how comfortable are you with explaining what's going on in that show?
I'm relatively comfortable. I should hope, after watching it thousands of times. Essentially, the way they produced that show is they started with a podcast that Duncan had made sometimes years prior to the conception of the show, and then animated it, and then punched in other lines of dialogue so that they're creating a parallel narrative on screen and kind of recontextualizing the podcast audio. The climactic series finale is a conversation between Duncan and his mother shortly before she died, when she was aware that she was not long for this world. And my dad died during the making of that show. And so it really did feel like we were lined up in a cosmic way from the beginning on that project. And it's certainly one of the highlights of my career.
Yeah, that last episode, I mean, I cried at multiple points. There's something just like everything from the animation to what you're hearing Duncan's mom saying to the music that punctuates it. It was really powerful.
You're a special case. It's because I'm your mama.
No, this, I know this transfigure. I know, but come on. There's no way to stop the heartbreak. What do you do about that?
You cry.
I thought a little bit about what your debut album was about and how your father was going through this illness. What goes through your head when the producers or Duncan or Pendleton say, we want to use this song for this situation that in a lot of ways mirrors the original intent behind it?
Yeah, I mean, I was elated because I couldn't think of a better use of that song in a way to get it out into the world in a fashion that is consistent with the intent of the song. It wasn't a Nike commercial or something like that, you know. It was a real conversation between a mother and son, and in a show made by several of my friends that I really liked. And so I couldn't think of a better use of it. And Duncan came to see my band play before the album was even out and before any of the songs had been released. We did kind of a warm-up show for what we thought was going to be a tour the end of 2019, and Duncan was there, and that's when he asked to use that song. So it just made sense.
We have a great live performance that you provided for us, so let's take a listen to Dreams Wash Away, originally from the Night Creatures album, but recorded live here for World Cafe. It's Joe Wong.
We'll be right back.
Dreams Wash Away. That is Joe Wong. A live performance. It is a song off his first album, Night Creatures. His new album is called Mere Survival. My name is Kaleo. This is World Cafe, and Joe's my guest. He's a composer, multi-instrumentalist, solo artist, and host of the podcast, The Trap Set. Joe, what is your first memory?
Oh, that's a question I ask other people. I have a pretty crazy memory. Okay. I can remember things that happened really early in my life. Like I can remember soiling my own diapers as like a 2 or 3 year old. But my first musical memory would be driving around with my parents, listening to the Beatles and Neil Diamond. And then for my 5th birthday, I got a cassette copy of Thriller. And my mother told me that Michael had dropped it off himself and that they had tried to wake me up from my nap, but I wouldn't wake up. And I was so upset. But in retrospect, it's kind of a creepy thought.
Well, the reason why, as you pointed out, that is a question you ask of sometimes ask of your guests on The Trap Set. But tell me, I mean, so when The Trap Set started, I think in 2015, it was a vehicle for you to interview drummers. Obviously, it's expanded to more than just drummers, musicians and creatives on the show. But, you know, what was sort of the impetus for saying, hey, I want to do a podcast, too?
I was experiencing artistic ennui at the time. I was on tour and I wasn't feeling visceral joy from playing music anymore. It was more like a muted satisfaction. I was trying to figure out what was happening because music was such a big part of my identity. And I was wondering if I was in a loveless marriage with something that I, you know, used to be passionate about and if I needed to try something else. And during the tour that I was on, we were invited to a taping of Saturday Night Live. And after the show, I bumped into Brendan Canty, the drummer of Rites of Spring and Fugazi, and one of my heroes. And so I cornered him and asked him for a bunch of advice. And he gave me a lot of great advice. It occurred to me that that could be a podcast. And at the time, I wasn't listening to music as much because I was burnt out. So I would listen to podcasts like Philadelphia's own Terry Gross or Marc Maron. What I especially liked about Marc Maron is that he seemed to be working through his demons with famous comedians.
Oh, totally.
The fact that they shared the same vocation allowed them to have this instant familiarity or this kind of instant intimacy, even if they didn't know each other. And I thought the same thing could be true with drummers. So that's the impetus for starting the podcast.
And along the way, did you find out that the loveless marriage that you might have been going through is just a natural phase that all musicians kind of go through? Did you find empathy or at least like familiarity in that concept?
Absolutely. I also just connecting with other human beings for long form conversations brought the feeling back in and of itself. And that also pointed me to the fact that music is just one medium for connecting to other human beings. And so by kind of taking a step away from that and doing and talking about other people's lives and listening to them, it helped bring me back to center for my own work.
Well, that's really cool. This is World Cafe. We're hanging out with Joe Wong. The new album is Mere Survival. Want to play Ordinary Light, a live recording that you sent us. What should people know about it before we listen?
It's my favorite song on the album. I don't know if they should know that, but now they do.
All right. Well, with that in mind, take a listen. This is Joe Wong, Ordinary Light on World Cafe. Recorded live for World Cafe, that is Joe Wong with the performance of Ordinary Light. It is from his new solo album, which is available now, called Mere Survival. Joe, this was an absolute blast. Congratulations on the album, and thank you so much for taking the time for being here, and come back and visit again soon, okay?
Thank you.
That's Joe Wong. We're back in a moment with more World Cafe.
Last year, over 20,000 people joined the Body Electric study to change their sedentary, screen-filled lives. And guess what?
We saw amazing effects.
Now you can try NPR's Body Electric Challenge yourself. Listen to updated and new episodes wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Homes.com. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, local amenities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. This message comes from NPR sponsor Capella University. With Capella's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.